My name is Grandmaster Caz, and I'm one of the founding fathers of this cultural phenomenon known as hip-hop. Now, you notice I said culture, all right? Because culture is what hip-hop is, and it's not just the music. It's more than the music, all right? It's the art and the dance and expression. It's about the b-boy, the graffiti artist, the DJ, as well as the MC, all right? And the way we wear our clothes, our style, as well as the way we verbally communicate with one another, and it's our individual and collective representation of who and what we are. We are hip-hop. We walk it, we talk it, we live it. Hot 97 is not where hip-hop lives. As a matter of fact, hip-hop needs a pass, approval, and a two-week notice just to visit Hot 97. Now, some may say, who am I to say where hip-hop lives? Well, I'm Grandmaster Caz, and I'm Kool Herc's living manifestation of what hip-hop is. For the past 30 years, I have ate, slept, laughed, and wept hip-hop, promoted and preserved its true message and meaning, and I will continue to do so for the next 30 years. Hip-hop was our alternative. It was our alternative energy when the doors of disco were slammed in our face. They told us, go in the park and go do that hippity-hop stuff out there in the park, all right? Hip-hop was our saving grace when the alternatives were gangs and drugs and the trappings of the streets, or even worse, a 9-to-5. Hip-hop kept us in school, because everybody in school was hip-hop. Hip-hop would have been a passive fad if we'd have listened to everybody telling us, you never get nowhere doing that. Grow up and get a job. Well, guess what? Hip-hop is my job. Hip-hop is my child. And hip-hop is my life. So, I will speak out if my life is threatened. I will speak out if my child is exploited for someone else's personal gain. I will speak out when my job is used to dismantle instead of build. I will speak out when conflict between my brothers and sisters are escalated to violence instead of quelled with peace. I will speak out when my culture is slandered by ungrateful individuals. Hip-hop is not political. Hip-hop is not religious, and hip-hop is not Hot 97. Until some kind of restraint or control is implemented in radio and print, and until the personalities wake up and realize that they're being controlled or programmed, because they got a director that does that, okay? Excuse me. Hip-hop will never have a home in radio. Hip-hop lives in you. So turn off the radio if you're looking for hip-hop, because it's inside yourself. Peace.
Give it up for Grandmaster Caz, a legend in hip-hop, one of the pioneers.
That's right.